Well, we are hoping to have some baseball in Jamestown this summer. The Jamestown Eagles are hoping to play under the senior Babe Ruth label this summer rather than the Legion after the Legion canceled their national seasons and, of course, as well here in North Dakota. Right now, we are going to chat with the general manager of the Jamestown Area Youth Baseball Association. That is Brad Nold. He joins us on the phone right now. Brad, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming by today. And obviously, this has been quite a process these last couple of weeks for you and all of you on the board trying to figure out how exactly this was going to work. Let's kind of go back a little bit first and just take us through some of the conversations that you've been having with people around the state and how it's led to this point where we are hoping to finally have some baseball.
Yeah, you know what? It really started back in March. We were really trying to work with the American Legion baseball programs here in North Dakota. Unfortunately, their executive committee made the decision that we didn't, we were really disappointed in, which was to cancel Legion baseball. North Dakota Babe Ruth and Cal Ripken jumped on board and gave us an opportunity to have baseball governed by their body. And so that's been a really positive thing for us, because now we can bring our kids age 9 all the way through our varsity team, our Eagles, we can play baseball. That's the key right now for us. We found a way to play baseball, and you talk to people around the state, and that's really all we care about, is making sure that our young men have an opportunity to get out and play baseball this summer.
Well, it appears that that's going to be the case. What are the next couple of weeks kind of going to look like in terms of, you know, of finally being able to play and practice and that sort of thing for some of these teams?
Well, around the state, it's different. The advice we're getting from Governor Burgum's office and the North Dakota Department of Health is to be cautious. Outdoor activities have been given the opportunity to, obviously proceed to a certain degree. We're still practicing social distancing, even though we are practicing. And in the next couple of weeks, really what it comes down to is we have games planned. We plan to play different communities in different park boards. Different park districts have different sets of guidelines that they want to go by, depending on how they're interpreting it, how strict their communities are going to be. We're lucky here in Jamestown. We've got a park board, a park district that works with us and has done everything they can to make it possible for us to play, as long as we follow their guidelines, which we, of course, completely intend to do.
Well, there are going to be some different guidelines in terms of the way games are played operationally. There's going to be some changes. So what are some of those going to be?
The biggest thing that people are going to notice when they attend games is that we're going to be asking people to really space out. You're going to find that down at Belkey Field, the bleachers behind home plate will be closed off. We don't want anybody packing into those bleachers, so we're going to ask people to bring bag chairs or whatever they like to sit down the lines. May try to bring in temporary fences for the younger guys so that we can have some outfield seating if at all possible. And then over at Jack Brown, obviously we're going to cordon some things off and make sure that people are spacing. The other thing that people are going to notice as far as gameplay, you're going to see a lot less contact between teammates and opponents. We're asking kids to do that. We know that they're not perfect and they're going to have their moments of excitement, and that's okay. But you're going to see umpires are different. We're not going to be, at least initially, we're not going to have umpires behind the plate. We're going to put umpires behind the mound and try to keep some distance there. Anything we can do just to try to minimize contact until, we get to the point where Governor Burgum tells us it's okay to resume life as normal.
Well, now, single games, I feel, are a little different as compared to tournaments when you bring in all of these teams into one centralized location. What is the situation right now regarding tournaments moving forward?
Yeah, and I agree with you, Steve. I think it is a different animal. I think what you're going to see across the state, at least what I'm hearing from the people I'm talking to, is that people intend to continue with tournaments, but maybe shrink participant size. If somebody was planning on bringing 12 teams into their community, maybe they're going to try to shrink that down to 6 or 8. I can tell you from Jamestown's perspective, each year we host the Phil Brown Classic, which is very, very important to us. And this year's Phil Brown Classic was scheduled to be in mid-June, and we've postponed to July, just trying to get people a little more comfortable with traveling. Those that need to stay in a hotel can still do that. Choose to drive back and forth, that's up to them. But tournaments, I think, will go on. I think you'll see the tournament participation be smaller as far as the amount of teams at the tournament. And really, most people just want to try to continue as normal as possible.
Well, it will be interesting, and I think a lot of people are just happy that we're going to have some sort of sports that are going to be available to people and to these kids to get out and play a little bit. And I know I'm looking forward to being able to coach my team this summer. And Brad, I appreciate your time today. And if we have any new developments, we'll have to touch base again.
Sounds good, Steve. Thanks for the time.
That is Brad Knoll, the general manager of the Jamestown Area Youth Baseball Association, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown.